Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Also, to all of our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks for the job you're doing, as well as bringing the supplies down here to the southwest part of Florida, where we had Hurricane Ian strike here a couple of weeks or so ago. And to the bulk mail haulers out there, we appreciate everything you guys are doing. To our suicide jockeys, the same to you, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers listening to us right now, and the Amazon drivers out there. So hello, hello, and thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch.com Facebook site to see the Captain's, the official Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. And don't forget, you can also check us out on MeWe, on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and it's all one way, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And then our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I guess the weather's all right, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yo, Cal Patty. All righty. Well, everybody's excited. Thursday night football coming our way. The Bucks are going to be in town playing the Baltimore Ravens. That ought to be interesting.
Yes, very much so.
Yep.
Yes.
And the stadium is right across the way from me here on the other side of the airport. I'm maybe a half mile away from it. All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we had us a debate here last night between our Governor Ron DeSantis and the former governor and current congressman, Florida 13 here in the St. Pete area, Charlie Crist.
That's exactly right, and I don't think it went too well for Charlie Crist, I think, Captain.
Charlie has the same old broken record message that he's putting out there, and it stinks, okay? And everybody knows it stinks. And everybody knows it's half true. Okay? And he's throwing out some other stuff there that's not true. because he's trying to make it sound like Ron DeSantis is, well, you've raised taxes higher than any other governor, and I cut taxes, and I just... Charlie Crist didn't cut a dime of our taxes. You know how I know that? Because I was living here at the time he was governor. And guess what? My taxes went up the highest they'd ever been since I moved here. I almost moved out of Florida because of that.
Well, right. And, of course, you know, it's a newsflash, I guess, that a politician wants to come out and tell you stuff that they say they did that they never did only because of getting so close to the election. But, you know, Captain, I think that there's so much momentum for Governor DeSantis. I don't know that any other candidate could stand against it at this point. Charlie Crist is fighting a losing battle here.
Well, you're right, because Charlie Crist has not been the governor in the midst of this hurricane recovery, and Ron DeSantis has been just doing a yeoman job. And, oh, by the way, Charlie Crist made reference to the bridge going to Sanibel Island and how that's Joe Biden and Joe Biden's infrastructure plan made that responsible. Is he out of his mind?
The infrastructure plan? Made
that had nothing to do with that bridge. You know what had everything to do with it? It's called blood, guts, sweat, and the Florida workers that put that together and did what needed to be done, and they had not one thing to do with Joe Biden's infrastructure plan. He said that, and I was ready to throw something at the television.
Well, again, I think it's desperation. You know, they're looking at the where the tide is going, and certainly the way things have gone on in Florida. And there's one thing about Governor DeSantis, Captain, that's authenticity. I don't think Charlie Crist can make any kind of claim to that because he's kind of flip-flopped all over the place with, you know, his affiliations and what he wants to do and how he wants to get there. And it's just a mess.
Charlie Crist is a professional liar. He's lied about things before. He's lying about things again. He stands up there and says stuff that just aren't true or they're half true. And he swears it to be the truth and he tries to put it out over on the other guy. For example, the things that Democrats are doing, he turned around and tried to pin on Ron DeSantis and the Republicans here in the state of Florida. It's just not true. And I'll tell you what, he got his lunch handed to him. He really did. Ron DeSantis ate Charlie Crist's lunch. And if this doesn't get rid of Charlie Crist and throw three or four more points on top of the DeSantis pile, then I don't know what I'm talking about. Mark my words. Watch and see what happens here over the next few days. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more right after these messages. And Nelson, where are you? You told me you were going to call.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I'll do just that. Thanks, Kyle. And before we get to Kyle and the caller that's on the line right now, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. And I want to thank all the people that are purchasing Relief Factor because, again, I'm telling you what I know from my own personal use. I've been using it for more than 8 years, and simply put, the product works. It does what it's advertised to do. Now, if you've got pain of any kind and you're awake right now because of that pain, this is something that would help cut the pain. Maybe even get rid of it altogether, but certainly would make it such to where you could probably get a night's sleep. And all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. That's all you've got to do. Try it for 3 weeks. I'd be willing to bet you it'll work. And then, of course, you'll go on the automatic delivery. Obviously, it'll cost a little bit more because 3 weeks versus 4 weeks is the difference. But you'll find that out when you go over to the website and check it out. Relieffactor.com/captain. All natural. No narcotics in this product at all. And it works. It works. And Kyle, what is it you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. All right. We're going to go to the phone line. Because I think this is Nelson, and he called me a little while ago. We were talking about the border, and he's got an idea. So I'm going to go over to him, and good morning. Is this Nelson?
Yes, it is.
All right. What is your plan?
Well, my plan is this. We have to buy the land that's along the border that would in fact be the site of the wall. And the idea is that since the federal government is, because of the leadership, they're in limbo. Okay, so now the governor and the legislature has to buy the land. They will have to survey it, and they'll only be able probably to get the land by eminent domain. Okay, now, ostensibly the reason for buying the land that would be where the wall would be built, the state is going to build a highway. Okay, so they have to have a project, they have to have a bill in the legislature, it has to be passed by both houses and approved by the governor. And the governor and all, but it takes time. But it is the formal method to do it. Now, if and when, for instance, in this election that's coming up next week, we may have a U.S. Senate and a U.S. House, so they, in fact, can do some things as well,
mm-hmm.
and they have to put it in a big, big omnibus bill and in such a fashion that the president cannot veto it. Because if he vetoes it, he vetoes the whole omnibus bill. And so we can go at it either way, but we can force the hand of the federal government. And I'm thinking of Kyle out there in California and that railroad, that train that was supposed to be built, that is hanging out there, all the way from...
It's hanging out there already. It went to another state.
Right. And it's like states have a bunch of power, but the problem is that they can't turn around on a dime. The bill has to be approved or a whatever, and then but the federal government can buy back from the state everything that the state has done. But it's very important to get this eminent domain thing done, because without the eminent domain thing done, you're hanging out there for 2 or 3 years without making any big difference in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the state can do. And mm-hmm. if the state will do that through eminent domain, then the federal government can move in, even if it's 2 years from now,
mm-hmm.
and take it over.
All right.
Anyway, that's my suggestion.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nelson. Now, I have to admit, Kyle, I am aware of what he was talking about, because when he started to talk a little bit more, it dawned on me that I was aware of the fact that that had been brought up once before about the right of eminent domain and buying the land and completing the project, because they were trying to do the same thing with the high-speed train by routing it up over the mountaintop, if you will, and sending it to Las Vegas. And it just didn't work out.
Well, exactly. But I think, too, that the American people, they see exactly what the consequences are of stopping the, you know, protection along the border, whatever that may even really look like, whether it's a wall, whether it's just being able to apprehend people who have come across the border. In Texas, they apprehend them and they charge them with criminal trespassing at this point. In other words, like what Nelson's talking about, it's the idea that the state has power, it has rights, and so forth, so they've found something that they can make stick. Now, whether or not they can go in and continue to build the wall, in California that would never happen, I hate to say, simply because the California legislature is never going to agree to something like that unless there's a major political change in California.
Well, we don't need a wall. We can do what Arizona did with the containers out there. Cost
right.
a lot less than building a wall, and guess what? It's working.
It is working, and I understand that there were those who were trying to get those containers taken away.
That's the federal government, but they can't do it because it's not on the federal right-of-way. Hello.
Exactly, exactly. So there are all kinds of ways to interdict illegal aliens coming across the border, and there are many, many reasons why you'd want to do that, not the least of which, of course, is that you have some criminal element or other terrorist elements mm-hmm. that can use that avenue to come through.
Yeah.
And, Captain, that's a bad deal.
See, Arizona backed it up far enough off the border to where they don't have to worry about it. So guess what? Federal government can go pound sand.
Right, exactly.
That's state land they're on.
Well, I think what voters are going to are seeing right now as we head to the midterms and certainly to 2024 is that the Biden administration, is essentially the federal government, seems to be working in the opposite direction of the interests of all Americans, no matter what ethnicity,
well,
whatever it is that they've
lived. And let's talk about that for a minute, because the Joe Biden and his administration appeared yesterday at the DNC headquarters in D.C. To give a speech and did the rah-rah attaboy stuff, and then stood there and proceeded to lie about the economy, the border, the security, blamed the GOP for everything that was going on that the Democrats have already done themselves while attempting to destroy our America.
Well, that's right, and I think he also talked about the mega-MAGA trickle-down politics. So here we go. It's mega-MAGA trickle-down. That's back from the Reagan era, trickle-down economics. So they're putting together all these phrases. We actually have a brief clip, Captain, as well.
Can't wait to hear it.
Here we go.
The whole mega-MAGA trickle-down policies. Give Big Pharma the power to increase drug prices. Cut taxes for the wealthy, but cut Social Security, cut Social Security and Medicare for seniors. That's an upgrade trade on cuts. Threaten the very foundation of American economy that if we don't meet their demands, they're going to shut the place down. And then they talk about inflation. Everything they'll do is going to make inflation worse. Folks, 15 days. 15 days. The choice couldn't be clearer.
Again, you're going to elect Republicans, you're going to make inflation worse.
All right. Well, let's just stop for a minute, okay? Think about what he said. Everything he said is exactly what the Democrats have been doing for the last 2 years. Everything he said, including cutting back on Social Security.
Well, exactly right. But, of course, he's there at the DNC sort of preaching to the choir. He's getting a lot of rah-rah-rahs and things like that. But, again, I think that, you know, what he's demonstrating, Captain, is that, you know, they know that they're very far down the hole here.
Yeah. Now, Senator Marco Rubio yesterday said that one of his campaign workers was brutally attacked by four people who told him Republicans weren't allowed in their neighborhood. And it was one of his canvassers wearing one of the Rubio T-shirts and a DeSantis hat who was brutally attacked by four miserable excuses for human beings who told him Republicans were not allowed in the neighborhood. As a result, he suffered internal bleeding, a broken jaw, and will need facial reconstructive surgery because they caved the side of his face in. Wonderful people, huh?
Well, this is, you know, obviously unconscionable. There is absolutely no justification for such a thing. Where are the Democrats decrying this, Captain? I wonder where they are.
Nowhere to be found. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Tuesday morning. And I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and service.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. The U.S. Justice Department has issued updated guidelines for victim and witness assistance after the government came under harsh criticism from the families of those killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes. A White House official says President Biden will get his updated COVID-19 booster shot Tuesday. Biden's also expected to deliver remarks on the pandemic and highlight his administration's efforts to get Americans boosted. Last week, more than 4.5 million people in the U.S. got the latest shot. Climate change activists in Germany threw mashed potatoes on a Claude Monet painting valued at $110 million. The act came 9 days after activists poured tomato soup on Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers, estimated to be worth $84 million. And voter interest in the midterm election is higher than ever. More than 60% said their interest was at a 10. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, man. I'm getting hungry now. But I really enjoy Tuesdays. Have Lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue. We have a great group that's over there, West Waters. Come on over and join us. What the heck? Maybe have we have a great time over there, great conversation, great camaraderie, and of course, you'll love it when you get over there. And now they've got the smoked meatloaf. That's their special here at the moment. So that's pretty good, pretty good. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow and MyStore.com. Mike Lindell, of course, and his MyPillow.com website that started everything out. He's got a whole bunch of things going on in terms of sales at his MyPillow.com website. All you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com. And when you get over there, click on that link, go into the page, use the promo code CAPTAIN because you're going to need a secret code name to get in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and shop till you drop. Now, you can also call them, talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And remember, Mike also has mystore.com where you can get things for your kitchen and your dining room and your living room
and your laundry room or whatever. They got all sorts of great little things there. And, of course, MyPillow.com. They got the brand new slippers. They got the new sheets now. They've got new stock that's come in, the towels and all that sort of thing. And you can go over there, take a look at what they've got. Radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Again, promo code CAPTAIN. And while you're over there, whatever you buy will get you an opportunity to get one of Mike Lindell's books free. Yep, absolutely free. So there you go. Get a little bonus for all this. Now, check it out, and I guarantee you, you're gonna like what you see. MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, over 41,000 VA patients have been warned of delayed care due to a troubled electronic record system. Here we go again.
Well, absolutely, and this is certainly not something that is acceptable in the least tiny little bit. Back during the previous administration, Captain, you know, there was a lot of focus on trying to make sure that the VA was up to speed and that veterans were being taken care of. And to hear this is really terrible.
Yes, it is, and it's not doing anybody any favors because, again, it's bad enough when you can't get good service at a hospital. When you're a veteran and you need to have service because of whatever the situation is that you've got going on, and you need care, urgent care, obviously they tell you call the hospital and they'll send a rig for you to bring you in on an ambulance if they have to, but that's still putting a lot of strain on people. Now, the Army is reinventing basic training. Basic training used to be 8 weeks, and it was PT every day. It was runs every day. It was classroom settings every other day, if not every day. And it was just pound, 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 and getting it through your head that you're in the Army now. But all of a sudden, because of Generation Z, there's going to be less screaming, there's going to be more weightlifting, and the Army is reinventing basic training for Generation Z. Wonderful.
And probably some lattes thrown in there somewhere, too, one might think. You know, Captain, it seems to me that what basic training is supposed to do, it's supposed to gives you the tools to stay alive in combat. That is exactly what it's designed to do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe that they're doing a little kissy two-shoes deal that they're doing. But then again, why am I not surprised? Okay, let's talk about England, because the former Treasury chief, Rishi Sunak, is set to become Britain's next prime minister after winning the Conservative leadership race on Monday, and he now faces the huge task of stabilizing the party and the country at a time of economic and political turbulence.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, Boris Johnson had withdrawn for consideration of this, first believing he was going to have, I think, the 100 members of parliament that would be supporting him. That's a threshold. And because he withdrew from the race, then that looks like Mr. Sunak, of course, then would step into that role because he has that support. And so this is going to be a very interesting time in British politics, for sure. We had a prime minister there for about 44 days. Suddenly she's resigned, and there's a lot of turmoil, economic and otherwise. So this is going to be very, very interesting how this moves forward. And basically, you know, we're going to find out, I think, exactly, you know, what this guy's going to be made of. But he seems to enjoy a lot of support and a lot of goodwill.
Right. Now, we talk a lot about the border, and one of the things about the border right now is the U.S. Border Patrol announced that they had encountered 98 foreign nationals on the terrorist watch list who were crossing the U.S.-Mexican border between the ports of entry during fiscal year 2022, according to newly released data. Now, in 3 years, do you know how many people they had that they caught crossing the border?
How many?
That were on that list?
How many?
27.
Wow.
So, Joe Biden becomes the president, invites the world to come see us, and all of a sudden we get almost four times as many bad guys trying to come over the border, just walk in.
Well, exactly. And this is just like what we were talking about just a little bit earlier. This notion of border security goes far beyond some kind of political idea or this kind of thing, but it is, in fact, a national security issue. Because, Captain, when you have terrorists who can use these same avenues that people coming from South America or Mexico coming to this country, maybe looking for work, this kind of thing, which is comparatively innocuous, you have the ability, or you have the possibility, I should say, that you have some real heavy hitters, some real bad players coming in to do God knows what. And that's simply not acceptable. The American administration is on them for this kind of thing.
Now, I'm going to say something, and I want to see what your answer is. You ready?
Sure.
President Biden yesterday said that he had signed a student debt cancellation law that passed by a vote or two. What's wrong with that statement?
No, he didn't sign a vote cancellation law. He just canceled the debt, the Pell Grants and so forth. But no, he didn't. I don't think there was no congressional action on this.
No, he lied.
Right.
He absolutely flat out lied again.
Well, again, and Nancy Pelosi, not all that long ago, Captain, said the president had no authority to do this kind of thing, and suddenly she's had some kind of about-face, I guess, but it doesn't change the separation of powers as delegated by the U.S. Constitution.
Well, yes.
Right. Yes. In other words, Congress could act on something like this, but Joe Biden has taken it upon himself to simply use the executive power, of which he doesn't have in this particular case.
Well, he did not do anything of what he said he did.
Well, of course.
He did not do what he said he did.
So the question is he trying to hoodwink you into that, or is he just doesn't understand what happened? Maybe.
I don't know. But $4.896 trillion, that's what the federal tax collections record was, that was set in fiscal year 2022, and we still don't have enough money for all of the Democrats' plans.
I know. That's just unbelievable. It's an unbelievable amount of money, and you can't make the case to the average American citizen that it is somehow not enough.
Because
they have to deal, they have a paycheck or they have an income that they make, and they have to make that work. And they don't have access to continuing resolutions and endless pots of money.
Well,
like the federal government.
Again, you're right. And folks, we're going to go to break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be doing our Truckers Highway and Byway report. And yes, we got some snow to talk about. We've also got some tornadoes and some very stormy weather to talk about in Texas tonight, moving to the east. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren too here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
From Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that is It Ain't Me, and that's a song from the 60s. Could you tell, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a good one, and it's historic, really, in my book.
Oh, yeah. It came from the Vietnam era, of course, and is what it is. That's all I can tell you. It is what it is. Now, I'm going to read this and then turn it over to you. A very active storm system is expected to roll through the south and through Ohio and Tennessee valleys today into tomorrow. There's going to be severe thunderstorms or damaging winds and a tornado or two mixed up in this thing. We've got tornado warnings and watches right now back in Texas around the Metroplex. It had them there all night long, and they're still there. So we'll tell you about that, and they're moving to the east a little bit very slowly. But locally heavy and excessive rainfall is possible in the mid-Mississippi and western Ohio valleys. And, of course, we got snow to the west, so tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have some active snow, rain, and sleet going on in a few different places right now. Of course, we'll tell you about some winter weather warnings here in just a moment. But first, if you're coming out of Seattle, Washington, if you're heading over towards Easton, you're going to get some sleet and some rain coming across the roadway there. There's also a lot of rain and snow that's coming down right now, but this is going to be northeast of Seattle, not impacting Interstate 90. But over in Montana and also in parts of Idaho, we do have some snow to report that's happening right now. But mostly on the Montana side, this is down south of Missoula, down U.S. Highway 93, a little bit south of Stevensville, Hamilton, Montana right now. In that area, you've got snow coming through, also rain. It looks like there's snow coming that's west of Stevensville right now, so that could impact you. But also, we've got a higher concentration of the rain right now down near Idaho Falls in Idaho. If you come down Interstate 15, also Twin Falls, and also south of Boise, you've got some rain that's going to be coming across the road right there. Now, that's for what's actively happening right now. But in terms of the winter weather advisories or warnings, we still have that in parts of northern Idaho, parts of Montana we were just talking about. We've got a flash flood watch where that rain and snow is happening. That's northeast of Seattle, so be careful there. We've got a winter weather advisory that's going to be west of Interstate 5, tracking through Portland and Eugene, Oregon, so be aware of that. We've also got the very low temperatures, Captain. We've got freeze warnings. This is going to be in Utah, coming across I-70, heading towards Grand Junction. You've got a freeze warning there. You've got a freeze warning south of Colorado Springs, coming down Interstate 25, and that's going to stay with you all the way to the border with New Mexico, and then Albuquerque. Also, freeze warning, Las Cruces, also Clovis, New Mexico. Freeze warnings tonight, rounding it out, is Tucson, Arizona, again, where the temperatures are really starting to fall. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we'll start in Texas, Amarillo, to be exact. And Amarillo, the temperature's in the 30s, and we got a mixture of what could be rain, sleet, snow coming down there right now. So be careful. We got some windy conditions there, too. It's in about 50 or 60 miles from the New Mexico line and starting to move east. When you move on down towards Lubbock, you're going to have some weather down towards Lubbock, Texas, all the way down from Amarillo. Looks like it'll be a mixture of snow, sleet, freezing rain, because the temperature, again, is in the 30s. On down I-10, Pecos Way, and then towards Fort Stockton, you've got a mixed bag of weather down that way. Could be a little bit of everything. But over to the east, okay, over to the east, just slightly west of Fort Worth, Texas, you've got a line of big, severe thunderstorms. And down below it, down towards the northern side of Houston, all the way from Dallas south, you've got a tornado watch in that area there. There's one area where it looks like as if we might have a tornado warning right now, but the area is ripe for tornadoes, so be advised of that. And all of that weather is going to move across to the east. So it's going to be on I-20 and... moving across to the east, we'll probably have a little bit of it on I-10,
And sometime later today, I suspect you'll be seeing it over in Louisiana and maybe Mississippi. Right now, you've got some unsettled weather conditions up in the central part of Tennessee and the western part of Kentucky. And then way up north in the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a gale warning up there. And, again, you've got weather that's cold enough to snow up there. Might be, might not be. We'll see. But right now, it's a little mixture of both, so it's not isolated down to one thing. And in the Gulf, all the way from the Mexican border to New Orleans, you've got what looks to be like a gale warning out there in the right along the coastline of the Gulf, all the way through Texas and then Louisiana and then over towards Mississippi, about where you break out of it right there in the state line with Louisiana. So keep in mind that's what's going on there right now. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good people at the Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find them at pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center closest to you. And we've still got a few days left in October, Captain, because they have extended Driver Appreciation Month throughout the month of October. So be sure to go over there and go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app. You can still get in on some of those great offers and other things for pro truckers and pro drivers out there. Also, you can continue to save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy if you're a member of the My Rewards Plus program between now and December 31st. So it is a great deal. And if you're cold, because it's super cold out there, go in, get a good hot cup of coffee. Also, try the chili. You'll find great food, great supplies, and, of course, great fuel there at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center.
Yep. And you want to make sure you get your fuel right if you're going out west again. Don't need to tell you that. You should know that by now. It is wintertime, and we are going to be right back with a whole bunch more stuff going on here. But in the meantime, right now, I want to tell you that we are going to go out with Kyle, and Kyle's going to tell you where I'm going to be today. And if he behaves himself, you might even see Jeff over there. Jeff from Sarasota. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on there. So, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, here comes the music up in my ear. And we will be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.